3, 2, 1. This is Chris Gardner speaking with
Coquees Washington. That's it.
Okay. You heard of Coquees Washington. And where are you working now, ma'am?
I'm at Penn State University as head coach for women's basketball.
How long have you been there?
Well, I just completed my second season.
How'd you guys do this year?
We did better. We did better than we did last year. We finished tied for 7th in the Big Ten. So
tell me how things have gone for you. Has it been anything expected?
It has been. It's been surprising in some ways, challenging in some ways, but overall I really like being at Penn State. I love the community, love the support that the program gets from both the community and the administration. I love the players that we have, just great spirits. And I'm excited about our future. I'm really excited about the recruits we have coming in and where the program is going.
How long have you been a coach?
Let's see, 10 years now. 10 years.
So you stopped playing basketball or been in coaching?
Well, I was playing basketball and coaching at the same time for the first 5 years. And so I retired from basketball, I guess, 5 years ago now.
What about Penn State?
You know, the thing that I like about Penn State is the commitment to service, community service, giving back. They're about the student-athlete experience overall, and not just, it's not a school that has a win-at-all-cost mentality, but they're really about developing good people. Strong academic school, strong support for its women's athletic programs. I feel like I get the full experience there.
Let's talk about your players you got coming in. New players for you have for the coming season?
We got 4 players coming in, highlighted by one of Houston's own. Outside of Houston, I should say. Nikki Green from Diboll, Texas. She was a WBCA All-American, and she's just a phenomenal athlete. Just great energy. She's really going to give us a lot of we needed a lot in the post, and I think she's going to give us a lot in terms of offense and defense and power and explosiveness inside.
Now, how did you hear about the young lady from Diboll, Texas? Look at her.
I have to give a lot of credit to our assistant coaches and our recruiting coordinator, Etoya Coleman. You know, she saw her. We both saw her, and I pointed out to her, and I was like, "That's the one I want right there." And I was like, "But she's from Texas. You know, those Texas kids stay in Texas. They don't leave." And Etoya Coleman said, "We're gonna get her, coach. We're gonna get her. That's who you want. We're gonna get her." And she did the legwork and made an impact and impression with Nikki, and we just took it from there.
Yeah, it must have made an impression because I heard the whole point that she wants to get close to her family in Texas, so props to y'all for that.
Well, you know, you never know. Kids change their mind. They're 16, 17, 18 years old, and you know, you never know what's going to be important to them. And I think that the thing that we were able to do is we established a great relationship with Nikki very early on. And you know, we just really hit it off. And I think, you know, once we established that relationship with her, and then she got a chance to come up to Penn State and see the campus and meet some of her future teammates and whatnot, and I think she fell in love with the campus. So it was pretty strong from then on out.
Describe your coaching philosophy.
My coaching philosophy is about building greatness, building great players, building players who are going to lead Penn State and have a strong impact in their community. Helping young girls understand how powerful and dynamic they can be so they can leave college and leave our university and have an impact on their family, on their communities, and on the world.
Talk about the Big Ten as a conference. Let's keep beating.
It's a great conference, and you know, we've been a little maligned as of late the last few years, but I think this year we kind of, with our performance in the NCAA tournament, as well as the NIT tournament, but specifically the NCAA tournament, with us getting 3 teams in the Sweet 16 out of 5, the best percentage of any conference, I think, on any of the major conferences, we had the biggest winning percentage, and we knocked off, you know, some really highly regarded seeds. I think people are, well, hopefully recognize that it's a very competitive conference. And also we're bringing in really top-notch players. I think we had 3 programs, including Penn State, that brought in All-Americans, whether they be McDonald's All-Americans or WBCA All-Americans. So the talent level is on a rise. You know, we've had a lot of coaching change the last 3 or 4 years with, I think, some really good young right coaches that are going to impact the game. So the future of the Big Ten is on the rise with the talent, the coaching experience, and the competitiveness of the league.
What are your thoughts on tonight's game?
I have to say, I think it's going to be Connecticut without, I don't know how much of a struggle it'll be. They seem to kind of have Louisville's number, so. But Louisville's playing better, so they might be able to make it competitive, but I think it's UConn's year.
What did you get from the experience of coming to the WCA convention every year?
Well, every year I think, you know, I learn and grow as a professional coach and in this profession. I think there's so many opportunities to network and meet people who can become mentors. I think there's so many opportunities to just get more information on the game, how to coach the game, how to coach your players, how to become a better administrative person as a head coach. You know, there's just so many opportunities for professional development, and every year that I come, that's what I really enjoy about being here.
Now, let's talk comics. You know, that's how you met. So,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on when you heard that the comics were disbanded?
You know, when I first read it in the paper, I was devastated, you know, because I have so many fine memories. I spent the majority of my time in the WNBA playing for the Comets, and, you know, obviously winning a championship there, and my family moved down there, so, you know, I have a very warm spot in my heart for Houston, and it's definitely one of the pioneering teams in the WNBA. When you think about, you know, the WNBA, one of the first teams that comes to your mind is the Houston Comets, and Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops and the four championships and Kim Parade, and, you know, and so much history there, and, you know, so much of the WNBA is synonymous with the Houston Comets. So I was really devastated and disappointed to find out that a large chunk of the league history, you know, was going away. But hopefully, you know, that somebody can rally and we can get some ownership group or somebody to come back in another year or two and revive and resurrect the franchise.
Have you heard any rumblings at all that may not exist anymore?
I'd heard a little bit, but not enough to really get me worried. You know, I think, you know, you kind of hear about that in the last few years with the WNBA, that there are a few teams that, you know, may not make it, may move, may, you know, do something like that. But, you know, I never really thought that it was that serious. I thought that somebody would, you know, come and buy the franchise because it had such a strong legacy and history. So I was a little surprised when all of a sudden it was just gone.
What are your thoughts on the future of the WNBA?
Well, I think, you know, given this climate, this economic climate, it's in a tough position. And, you know, we've definitely got to keep our eyes and ears open about whatever kind of changes that can be made in terms of the structure of the league, the ownership of the league, how the league is run. When I was in the league and active with the Players Association, that was something that we talked about, you know, year in and year out, is, you know, the health of the league, the financial health of the league, what things can we do collectively with the players and the ownership to make sure the league is structurally and financially sound. So I'm sure they're going to continue to have that kind of dialogue, and if there are changes that need to be made for the good of the league, then hopefully I think the right people will make those decisions.
Any last comments you want to make?
I miss Houston, so all those people down there, you know, produce some good high school basketball, some great college basketball, and keep Penn State on your mind, because we're going to be good pretty soon.